Here with you, Kyle Draper of Comcast Sportsnet New England. Talking Boston sports in a few minutes. Alan Adams of the Main Edge as well. But let's get things going by hopping on the G&M Family Market telephone line and going out to Denver. We're joined by Cameron Wolf, who covers the Broncos for the Denver Post. Cameron, thanks for making time for us this afternoon.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
Hey, so you had a little online chat today talking about the game this weekend, and I want to know what the results were when you asked people whether or not Tom Brady's a crybaby.
I didn't get too much response on that as far as that question in particular.
And now you got some Denver guys poking Gronk poking back at them. I don't know. Some people would look at that as talking smack. I just looked at it as more good-natured fun.
Yeah, I agree. Talked to a couple guys in the locker room, and of course they got a laugh out of it. Some of them said they thought it was funny. You know, either way, you know, it's camaraderie. You know, you get to this point in the season, so you make comments, and it may get blown up either way. So I don't think it was any slight either way. I think it's just a little funny.
Well, of course, all the attention naturally is on the quarterbacks, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, the 17th meeting between the two of them. But as you pointed out earlier today, the Broncos don't need Peyton Manning to play great to win this game.
Right, yeah. I think we look at a lot as Peyton versus Brady, and that matchup itself is intriguing, but they never actually face each other. You know, it'll be more Brady versus the Broncos D and Peyton versus the Patriots D, and I think I can – you know, say with pretty certainty that the Broncos D is a pretty formidable group to go against. So I think if they handle their business against Brady, then Peyton doesn't have to be Superman to score and keep up with points. If they get into a battle where they have to go point for point with each other, then of course Brady will likely have the edge on that. But if the Broncos defense can keep them under wraps where Peyton can maybe be a game manager role and still get some points up there, then that will put the Broncos in good position.
Well, and as we saw the last time the teams played, the run game really making the difference there. Is the run game in general maybe more important to the Broncos' success than Peyton Manning this week?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right on that. I think the run game is the catalyst for their offense. I think it's what makes them go. And they're 7-0 this year in games where they rush over 130 yards, and they're 7-0 this year in games where they rush more than 30 times. So it seems like whenever they rush more, when they rush well, they do well. The quarterback, you know, when they've had times, would have had Peyton sitting back there and launching it 50 times. That's when the pass rush is starting to get to him. And then you get into those interceptions and you start to have those problems that Peyton had earlier in the season. I think you kind of just slow the game down. You try to pound it, trying to keep it close. And the Broncos have had a tendency of winning close games late in the fourth quarter.
We're talking with Cameron Wolf of the Denver Post. The Broncos' defense has been so good this season. And during that stretch when the Patriots struggled, downed some guys, a lot of teams found that the best way to beat them was to get physical and really punish Tom Brady every chance they got. The offensive line is a question mark, but with Gronk back, with Amendola, with Edelman, he's got some more options. So does the Bronco defense play aggressively, or do they sit back this week?
I think they've got to play aggressively because that's who they are. You can't change your tendencies at this point in the season. They're a heavy man team. They like to get pressure on the quarterback. They come in a sack. That's what they've done best all season. So, of course, they'll have a little bit more different accommodations where they may put an extra guy or bracket Gronk to defend him better. But as a whole, I believe they'll play a lot of press covers. They'll bring a lot of they don't blitz a lot, but they do bring a lot of edge rushes with Vaughn and DeMarcus. So I think they'll try to get pressure on Brady, try to play man, and see if they can beat him.
Who's the key guy on the defense for the game this week?
Oh, there's no doubt it's Chris Harris. He's been dealing with a shoulder that's had him banged up and injured through the Steelers game, and it really hurts him that game because you could clearly see he was limited. He was a full participant in practice today, so that's a great sign. Not sure how healthy he'll be able to get by Sunday. He won't be 100%, but if he's better than he was against Pittsburgh, that's a huge key because he'll likely be the guy who's counted on to cover Julian Edelman one-on-one in the slot, and we all know how big of a weapon Edelman is in the Patriots offense. So if he's not himself, then that could be a troublesome matchup. And if he is himself, that's a matchup. If the Broncos win, then they can, you know, see themselves in a good position.
Cameron, how much of an edge do you think it is for the Broncos to be playing this game at home?
I think it's a significant edge in the fact that they don't have to go to Foxborough. It's a good home field advantage in Denver. I'm not sure it hurts the Patriots as much as it helps the Broncos in a sense. You know, the Foxborough, in a sense, is a tough place to play up there in the winter and the wind. The Broncos haven't had a lot of success up there. Of course, the Patriots haven't had a lot of success in Denver. But I think it is an advantage. Fans, you know, defense, especially in the fourth quarter where things get riled, you know, momentum is an iffy thing. Some people have different opinions on it. But getting the crowd behind you, that may be able to give you a little bit extra energy when you need it. So I don't know if it's a significant factor as far as who will win, but I think it will be a benefit for the Broncos.
I saw you tweeted earlier today that Osweiler looked a lot better this week in practice with his knee. Do you think there's a reasonable chance that he sees some action?
I doubt it. I mean, I'd be pretty surprised if he saw some action. I think they're going Peyton pretty much, you know, unless he something happens, he gets hurt, he can't return. Or I think the only way they'd go Brock is if Peyton really stinks it up in there, and I'm talking maybe 3 or 4 interceptions in the first half and they're down 20 points. I think that'd be the only route, you know. I think Kubiak's pretty set on having Peyton as a guy, and they're going to go down with him either way, you know. So they'll go down with Peyton, or they'll ride to the ship with Peyton. So that'll kind of be how they roll.
You think there's any chance that this is the end of the line for Peyton Manning this season?
I think there's a good chance. I think there's a better than likely chance that this is it for him. I don't know. He'll have that decision with himself once the season's over. I can't read his mind in a sense, but you know, from what we've seen, he's not blind. He's 39. His body's not doing the same thing he wants to do. I'm sure he's a guy where he wants to go out on top. So a Super Bowl would definitely probably help that decision. But if he gets to the point where you know you can't be an effective quarterback, I feel like if he feels like this end of the road and he can't be a guy that can consistently lead his team and do things, you know, where he can lead his team to a championship, he'll just call it quits. And even if he does, you know, find a way to come back, I'm not sure if it'd be in Denver, you know, with Osweiler coming up and his contract decision. I think that'd be really intriguing. So I'm not sure Peyton would come back, especially if he have to go to a different place.
Cameron Wolf covers the Broncos for the Denver Post. Cameron, thanks for making time for us this afternoon, and enjoy the game this weekend.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
12 minutes after 5 o'clock here on Downtown. We'll check